This is Anthony Hodge reporting. A debate on having an online-only syllabus policy was discussed between two debate teams at the faculty-student debate on May 9, 2013. This debate, hosted by the Forensic Speech Department, involved a student and instructor or dean on each side. April Griffin, director of forensics and the host of the faculty-student debate, talked about how this subject came about.
Matt, Annalisa, and I got together and actually thought about the topic, and the club chose the official topic. There were a couple topics proposed, but we were looking for things that were being discussed in Faculty Senate and were being discussed on campus. So this seemed to be one of the hot topics, and I think a lot of students were interested in what the arguments were for and against it, because I know in my classes, I do it differently in two of my classes, actually. One of the classes, I have a hard copy syllabus, and the other class, I have an online syllabus. And I noticed that sometimes neither class reads the syllabus. But I was interested to know, you know, what the benefits were for students, and I was interested to know, and students in my online-only class, or online-only syllabus class, were interested to know, well, why would you have a paper one, and vice versa.
Speech Club Vice President Annalisa Abula, who was against having an online syllabus, explains why she thought her audience picked her team as the winning team.
I was going against the resolution that was proposed by the government team that Cerritos College should switch over to an online-only syllabi format that will be done through faculty and administration, and we stated for various reasons that this would be a bad idea because it would impose a lot of additional costs on students and as well would be unfair to disabled students that attend Cerritos College. Well, I believe what attracted the audience the most was that, well, for one, if you look at the demographics of our audience, they were all students. So I think at the point at which we were arguing that these students will now have to bear these costs, and the fact that we already as students have to bear so much cost with books and supplies and other things that we buy as students, that any additional costs are just not, these students just simply don't want them.
President of the Speech Club, Matt Hamilton, who was for having an online-only syllabus, talks about his thoughts on the debate.
I think what we as the affirmative team didn't strongly push enough was that most students aren't going to print out the syllabus. They're just going to leave it online and they're going to access it through their smartphones or their tablets, which everybody, almost a lot of students at Cerritos College have access to. And going forward in the future, a lot more students are going to have access to technology, whether it be provided by the campus or, you know, through their own personal lives. And so I just don't think we made a strong enough case for pushing that it's not going to be an accessibility issue, because, you know, like with the Kindle will read the syllabus to you, or you can blow up the font, and I don't think we just pushed that hard enough.